All right, we're back.
We're back.
We're back. We're better
Hello.
Than ever.
We're back.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Things getting back to normal here.
Yeah, a little bit. A little back to normal. I'm starting to wake up a bit. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
I thought Lily had a specific comp. Oh, I know. Lily was amazed that we were able to post exactly on the hour and exactly on the half hour. Yeah,
we're
I am.
That good.
Yeah, we're that good. I'm just that good. I'm sitting there hovering. No, I'm not that good. The software that I use allows me to select the time. But it's not like we're, obviously, since you left this comment just before you left for the store, it's not like we've recorded all of these episodes over the last week and are now just uploading.
Oh, yeah,
them.
No, we
like
are
that.
City. If you come to our houses right now,
hey,
you will be roundly ignored because we'll be
fight
right here.
Cats.
Cat fight.
Be a good boy, Buster. Yeah, because, you know, if I pull up the screen at 9:26 or whatever, I don't want to post at 9:26. So I want it to be 9:30, and I want it to be 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or for this one, I want it to be 10:30. So.
Or 1:30, if you're us.
Or 1:30 for you.
Us East Coast snobs.
Oh, yeah, last time. Didn't I say last time that we would be back at 11? I meant that we would be back at 10:30. See, I told you I'm all fucked up with the time. I can't figure it out.
What day is this?
I don't
remember.
What are we doing?
I'm going to bed.
I'm going to bed. Fuck this. Okay. We're going to talk about food. We're on
food. Fabulous food.
We're on the food tip, since we just told Lily what she should have for dinner. Flipsy Cab. Formerly, the artist formerly known as Flipsy Cat left us a topic of what would, if we could choose our last meal, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
And also, the Pete had asked, "What food do you love but wish you didn't eat at all?" So, what have you got on those subjects, Ben?
Well, my last meal.
You got your
this
last
is
meal.
This is rather easy for me because, as some of you may know, I can't do pasta anymore. I mean, I can't eat pasta anymore because it gets in my system and swells up, and
yeah.
I'm dead.
We don't want you to be dead.
I'm dead for hours and hours, and I puke, and you know.
Yeah.
So I would have a bigger than my head plate of spaghetti and meatballs.
Wow, nice.
And a big honking loaf of garlic, toasted garlic bread on the side. And then I would just start to, and then I would ask for someone to please kill me, and they would, but I would go happy.
But yeah. Well, I hope. What if somebody didn't kill you? What if you just? What if
well,
your
then I would
just
blow.
Yeah,
I
exploded.
Would blow up anyway. So
that'd be, yeah.
I'd be gone
that'd be
either
a painful,
way.
Painful yes. way to go.
Right.
So, what is the food you
yeah,
love?
Yeah, actually, I guess I wouldn't. I wouldn't go happy because I would be so miserable that I. You know,
yeah, you'd go out in pain
as I was
no
going.
Good.
Yeah.
What about food you love but wish you didn't eat at all.
Eat it all. I have two on these, and they're very simple: potato chips and popcorn.
Hmm.
I because I've had surgery, I get full quite quickly. Not as quickly as I used to, but still quite quickly. And it can get rather painful. Potato chips and popcorn, I could eat a room full and never feel it. And I mean, I can sit and eat a bag of potato chips. And I don't mean the 99-cent ones.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Or a whole bag of popcorn.
Of the microwave popcorn,
the microwave,
yeah, I can do that too.
And I will. I mean, as long as it's in front of me, I will sit there and eat it, and I will eat it all. And that,
well, what are you
going to
do? The popcorn's going to go bad if you don't
that's
eat
right.
it.
That's right.
You got to eat it.
It's time to
get stale,
baby. That's right.
My last meal probably flank steak. I love flank steak. Of all the steaks in the world, flank
steak.
Steak's my favorite. Baked potato. Maybe some like shrimp cocktail as an appetizer. It'd be good.
It'd be nice.
And corn. I like corn. And I'm not going to have a fucking salad. Fuck it. It's my last meal, goddammit.
Right.
I'm not eating a salad. Fuck you and your salad.
And a stick of butter.
Just eat salads. I mean, I eat them when I go out to restaurants and stuff, but I never enjoy them.
Oh, no, I like a salad.
No,
I really like a salad.
I do not like a salad. And then, as far as food I love but wish I didn't eat at all, fast food. It's got to be fast food. Like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Burger King. Jack in the Box. You name it. I eat it all, but I wish I didn't. I had some last night. I stopped at, I was out running around getting my errands done in time for podcast-a-thon. And I went to McDonald's. I got the McChicken sandwich and French fries. And Jesus Christ, they put a lot of salt on those fries.
Oh, yeah.
They did it just to torture me.
Retain water for weeks.
Serves you right for eating junk food.
But now you do eat it all. I mean, even the, like, fries after they've gotten cold and...
No, there's six laying at the bottom of the box and all that.
That's not eating at all. That's not...
No, it says you didn't eat at all.
I thought it was eat it all.
I think it's at all. But anyway, regardless, I do... Well, I do. I mean, I don't
eat
let the
all,
fries
We didn't want to eat it at all. Oops.
Eat it at
well,
all.
Okay, well, mine still fits, so it's all
yeah,
right.
It doesn't matter. Just semantics at this point.
Yeah, fast food. Yeah, I wish I didn't eat fast food at all. I eat very
But I do. I do
now,
eat the fries at the bottom of the bag. I just don't let... not if they get cold, but I don't let them get cold, you see. I eat them fast. I ate the ones last night that were too friggin' salty.
I tell you another thing I wish I didn't eat at all.
Off them. What's that?
Are cheese sticks. You know, and cheese sticks
mozzarella
like you put
sticks?
In the oven. Yeah, yeah.
I don't eat those.
I tell myself they're... It's cheese.
I have...
It's good for you.
Cheese
is good. It's dairy.
I don't think cheese is good for you. It's dairy, though. It is one of the four food groups. I have Totina's pizza rolls for later. Should we talk about some of our snack foods that we've got coming up on the show? I've had Pop-Tarts today.
Oh, we're doing food.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts, and like I said, I got Totino's pizza rolls for later, and I've got, microwave popcorn.
I've got nabs, as we call them, or snack crackers. Cheese, they are. I've got unsalted dry roasted peanuts, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some protein bars. Now, that was the good stuff that I put in the picture on my blog. What I didn't put on the blog, I got a big honking bag of Doritos. That they came out with these now that they're a combination. I've got buffalo wing Doritos and blue cheese Doritos all in the same bag. Now, is that not cool?
That's great.
I've also got some Fritos.
Of course you've got
you
Fritos.
You broke my heart.
Frito. I know it was you, Frito.
And some Paul Newman salsa to go with it.
Ooh.
See, Paul Newman would be happy we're doing the
he
podcast.
Would, yeah.
So I got me some Paul Newman salsa to go with it. I've got cheese sticks, but not the kind you put in the, not mozzarella sticks.
Just the string cheese?
You know, string cheese, and I love that, man. I eat that for lunch almost every day.
My, you know who else likes string cheese?
Who?
My nephew Justin, who eats almost nothing. He consists entirely on a diet of chicken nuggets and grilled cheese sandwiches.
And how old is he?
10.
Now that sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, when I was 10, I ate whatever my mother put in front of me, or I didn't go.
See, we did too. We were obliged to eat.
I didn't eat, or I didn't leave the table. There were nights
children in China.
There were nights when I spent the entire night at the dinner table because I would not eat my peas.
That tells you how old I am. That there were not starving children in Africa when we were kids. They were in China.
Oh, we had starving children in China too.
Sorry, I'm blowing on my keyboard.
Don't be blowing.
Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I won't do it anymore.
Good. All right. Well, that's I think that's enough for this segment. We'll be back with more fun stuff in the next segment.
I need to go get something to eat now.
We're gonna have more about the people we're inviting to dinner next.
It's my goal to gain as many pounds as money we have raised during the broadcast of the podcast, and I'm starting right now.
Excellent. Good goal.
Do it with
that's
me,
a,
Stinny. Be brave.
All right. I will. I have to run out and get some ice cream.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back next hour. We'll be talking about more people that we would invite to dinner.
Woo!
Until then, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a bed.
Have a bed.